Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 4th. A collision with a school bus in Owen Sound this morning has resulted in careless driving charges. Owen Sound Police Sergeant Craig Matheson says officers responded to the collision in the 800 block of 16th Avenue East just after 8:30 this morning. He says the collision occurred after the school bus was traveling northbound behind two other buses and was trying to turn into the parking lot of East Ridge Community School.
The third bus began to complete a turn and then realized that the pathway wasn't safe, applied their brakes, and a following vehicle struck the bus from behind.
No one was injured, but the vehicle which struck the bus deployed its airbags and had to be towed from the scene. South Bruce Gray Health Center will be holding community engagement sessions this month. They follow town hall meetings and surveys over the past several months. The meetings will be in Durham on November 12th, November 13th in Chesley, the 14th in Kincardine, and the 20th in Walkerton. The hospital organization says it will provide a report summarizing what it heard from the public and will also address questions that were raised by the community. The Chesley Hospital has seen service reductions for the past number of years, and the 10 inpatient beds at the Durham Hospital have been moved to Walkerton and Kincardine. Murray Sinclair, a lawyer, judge, and one-time chairman of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, has died at the age of 73. He was the first Indigenous judge appointed in Manitoba and was also appointed to Canada's Senate until he retired in 2021. Then he was chancellor for Queen's University. He died early this morning in hospital surrounded by family. A sacred fire will be lit in his honor outside the Manitoba Legislative Building. Music legend Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. A famous jazz and pop musician, Jones was also a talented producer and conductor and made his mark as a record exec and civil rights advocate. He produced Michael Jackson's Thriller album and was responsible for gathering dozens of music stars to record the 1985 charity single, We Are the World. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 90 points to 24,256. The Dow Jones is down 257 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.9 U.S. cents, up 25 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $71.74, up $2.25 a barrel. In sports, Owen Sound attack forward Pierce Bowie and Team Canada Red hit the ice against the U.S. tonight at the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in Sarnia. That's a 7:30 start. Canada Red won its opening game at the event yesterday. As for the attack, they continue a five-game homestand Wednesday at the Bay Shore against the Sarnia Sting. In the NHL, two games, LA and Nashville, and the Edmonton Oilers host New Jersey. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow against the Boston Bruins. In the NBA tonight, the Raptors take on the Denver Nuggets, and it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL Monday Nighter. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight with a 70% chance of showers, 40-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature steady around 16 degrees. Cloudy with a chance of showers Tuesday, 70-kilometer wind gusts and a high around 20 degrees. Right now it is 13 degrees in Tobermory, 14 in Walkerton, and it's 14 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.